Dan Margus's Wax Museum is a website, a YouTube channel, and a podcast featuring conversations I've had past and present with artists from rock and roll's formative years. If you like what you hear, if you're a fan of the genre, please share this with your friends, find me on Facebook and Instagram, and click like. And on the podcast and the YouTube channel, hit subscribe to be notified of new episodes of Dan Margus's Wax Museum. Thank you.
On the phone with me right now is somebody who's coming, and I'm sure looking forward to this show, to the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center, August 15th, as part of the Happy Together Tour. Please welcome Susan Cowsill. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing amazing, Dan. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And I must say up front, you are the best looking Cowsill.
Well, thank you very much. As we dwindle into the sunset, I'm the last of the Mohicans, and I am the youngest, so we have that going for us, right?
You started, yes. We'll talk about the show in 1 second, but you brought up the youngest. So you started with the band when you were how old?
I was eight, officially eight. You had to be eight to get in this band.
And this has to be one of, I can only think of two bands from the rock and roll era that toured with a parent.
And they are?
Well, you're one of them. Your mom toured. She was part of the band.
Correct.
And the other one is the Staple Singers.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Was your mom, were you glad she was there? Or?
Well, of course. Okay. I mean, my God, that was my mommy. Why wouldn't I want her there? I was eight.
Yeah, that's
I don't know if my brothers felt the same way about it, but I mean, you know, that because then that's their mom, and that's not very cool.
And they were teenage boys at the time.
It must have been in hell, let's be honest.
So let's talk about the show that's coming to the Fox Cities Performing Arts.
Let's do it.
August 15th, how many bands are performing on stage?
Okay, here's our lineup, and it is a wild one. We have to start off, of course, the Little Cowsills. They call us the Animaniacs to get the ball rolling. And I never knew who that was until I saw the cartoon. Have your listeners go check out the Animaniacs, and you will see Bob Paul and Susan Cowsill in cartoon form. Okay. And then after us comes the Classics Four with Tom Garrett, and that's a wonderful, the songs are amazing. And then we have the Vogues.
Yes.
They are a phenomenal vocal band, unbelievable harmonies.
Yep.
And then we have our Efunkular, one of our main leaders, Gary Puckett, who just this year has the wonderful new position of not being the oldest person here.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he reveling in that?
He has little Anthony coming up after him.
Of course.
Who's a couple of years older than Gary. And then we have the Turtles with Marky Volman and Ron Dante, who has very graciously and very effectively stepped in for Howard Kalin.
Yes.
To make the Turtles a whole.
So so if somebody doesn't recognize the group names, give me half a dozen song titles that are in the show.
Easy peasy. If you don't know who the Cowsills are, I'll go with Hair for the Cowsills.
Yes, okay. Give me a head
with
Hair.
If you don't know who the Classics Four are, we're going to go with Stormy.
Okay.
Oh, Stormy, bring back that. Okay. Yep. If you don't know who the Vogues are, we're going with It's a 5 o'clock World When the Whistle Blows.
Perfect.
Okay?
Yep.
Gary Puckett, if you don't know who he is, you weren't on the planet in the 60s, so we're just going to move along from that.
He outsold everybody, including the Beatles in 1968 in singles.
Exactly. And then Little Anthony, and okay, this is the one that's going to freak a lot of people out, because he was a little bit earlier than our 60s time, but you'll find that not really, because a lot of his songs were covered by people following, like I thought the Letterman did, I Think I'm Going Out of My Head.
Right.
Well, no. They covered it after Little Anthony did it. I thought Linda Ronstadt did Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop.
Yes.
That is Little Anthony. So, I mean, you might not know the name, and as soon as that music comes on, you're like, holy cow, I can't believe it.
He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Yeah, and he delivers in, I mean, I can't even tell you how amazing of a vocal this guy has got going. And he's 82.
Oh my goodness. Wow. And he's still got it. Still got it.
He made Gary Puckett a youngster out here this year.
And I'll tell you who else has still got it. It's the Turtles. They've always had it.
Oh my God. They do. And Volman is doing, he's on his game, man. This is the summer of Mark Volman. He's having the time of his life. And Ron Dante has always done just an exemplary job of representing Howard and the Turtle songs and the Turtles music. And, kind of vibe.
And their biggest hit?
Their biggest hit? What do you think their biggest hit was?
Well,
what do you think?
It's definitely Happy Together.
Yeah.
But I could give you Eleanor G, I Think You're Swell, and She's My Girl, all those.
And they do You Showed Me, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that's so cool. And how many dates are you doing on this tour, Susan?
Okay, brace yourself. 62.
Get
We've
out.
Only ever done, I think, 49.
Yeah. It's supply and demand, and you're out there supplying the demand.
We are. And it's so beautiful to see that there is one. And that is just a testimony to our lives and our soundtrack of our lives, because really, y'all, you come out to this show, I just don't care who you are or how old you are in our subset, right?
Yes.
You're gonna be walking through your entire life with the soundtrack attached to it. That's
and if anybody has ever seen an old episode of Love American Style, guess what? That's you.
Hello. And that's a little known item. And we do that in our set because
cool.
It's just a fun song.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I have to say this. Now that we are these many decades from when you first appeared on the scene, I can finally tell your brothers apart.
That's pretty funny, right? Because they're all just these black-headed little boys with big teeth. And now they're gray-headed little boys with big teeth. And yeah, one of them always has a hat on. That's how you can tell one of them.
Got it.
The other one always has glasses on.
As soon as I thought I had it nailed down, seeing an old video, then all of a sudden the guys switched instruments and now it was Paul on keyboards instead of whoever. Yeah, geez.
That's right. Well, yeah. He has these gifts, you see. He can hop around on these things.
Well, it's an amazing idea that all these songs are coming together in one place for one show. Tickets are still available August 15th, Fox City's Performing Arts Center with the Cow Sills and all the others that Susan mentioned. Susan, last question. Who has more fun at the shows, you or the audience?
Wow, and that's a real, I think that's a push, Dan, because, and Bob, Paul, and I, we always stay at the side stage every night. We watch the whole show.
Cool.
Primarily, we are watching that audience because I've never seen a group of people having the time of their life doing nothing. They're sitting there just listening to music.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
But the joy is palpable.
The joy is palpable. I love that statement. Thank you.
It's really true, though, man. I'm telling you, whoever is listening, if you don't make it out, you are truly robbing yourself of something really beautiful this summer. So come
Agreed.
On out, man.
Agreed. Susan, thanks again for not just this interview, but for all the music over the years. Susan, it's a delight, as always. I hope I get to meet up with you August 15th.
Me too, Dan. And you have a wonderful summer, okay, if I
thank
don't
you.
See you.
And my best three brothers and everybody on the tour. And thank you. Especially
Absolutely.
Mark. Say hi to Mark for me.
You betcha I will.
Thank you, Susan. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, Nick. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.